We're going to study from the Sfas Emes, Parshas Noach, Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach, Tov Reish Mem He. On the right hand side, the last paragraph of the year Tov Reish Mem He, and then the second paragraph of Tov Reish Mem Vav. The Torah says, "Chari Mois Eilam Binu Shnois Dar V'Dor Shalavich V'Yegetz Chaz Zekenech V'Yem V'Loch." We have to know and appreciate history and what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to various Dairos. And Shnois Dar V'Dor literally means the years of every generation, but Shinui also means change. So Shnois Dar V'Dor then can mean the differences between generations. The differences between the generations that we're talking about in this one parsha, treated completely differently. The Dor HaMabul completely destroyed, literally, except for Noach and his family, it was with utter devastation.
And the oak.
An oak hanging on for dear life, right? And the Dor HaFlaga, the generation that said, we're going to build a tower and we're going to be masters of humanity and of our own destinies, rather than dependent upon some God in heaven, where it was really with such rebelliousness against heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu scatters them, yes, but destroys them not. And why so? Let's see inside. Be'inyin Dor HaMabul VeHaPlaga. HaHefresh Beneihem. The tremendous difference between them. Shadar HaMabul Hayu Nimshachim Rak Achar HaGashmius VeHaGuf. The Dor HaMabul is all about having their pleasures, even at the expenses of others, all kinds of pleasures, decadence, rampant, and having their pleasures even where it's prohibited, as in arayos, prohibited illicit relations, and then it is with such tumult that they are now imbibing and that they are thrusting themselves into this indulgence and into an indulgent way of life. Chamas, then, where you take what someone else really owns and now use it for yourself, also driven by that complete selfishness and sense of wanting to indulge, again, as I said, at anyone and everyone else's expense. So because it was of the guf, the Sfas Emes says, V'lachein ne'evdu legamri. That's why the gufim were destroyed. It wasn't about changing a mindset or altering an attitude, because it was all about the guf. And the gufim were what drove them, and by the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses the matter, the gufim were completely destroyed. Decadent. Ki hishkis kol basar means irreparably so. It was a tumah that was so blatant that, as Chazal say, Rashi tells us, that even the upper layer of earth, of the ground, of the soil, had to be washed away. In other words, that the tumah was of such a nature as to infect the very earth beneath our feet. And so the solution is, in that case, a physical solution. A physical problem of that kind can only be addressed with that kind of a radical physical solution. Over as the pasuk says, and this is the pasuk that's brought by Bereishis Rabbah on the pasuk Kates called Basar Balafanai, where the pasuk from Iyov says Haloi Nisa Yisrom Yud Sof Reish Mem. Yisrom means all of their excesses, bum, are carried in them, in their physical bodies, and that was their sin. And the pasuk continues, Yamusu, they therefore are condemned to death, Velo B'chachma. So the words Velo B'chachma in the pasuk in Iyov, the Sfas Emes now uses to say, that's the point. Yisra, meaning their excessive physical indulgences, was what they were guilty of. They will die, Velo B'chachma. He quotes here, just the end of the pasuk, Yamusu Velo B'chachma. Because they did not sin in Chachma. It wasn't because of their incorrect mindsets so much as their actions and their indulgences, and they physically therefore deserved that destruction. The Dor HaFlaga, the problem with the Dor HaFlaga was a very different kind of problem. He says it in a stark fashion, the Sfasemis. Hayu mischakmin yoser midai. You know what that literally means? They were too smart for their own good.
Exactly.
It's fascinating. They were too smart, meaning that they went to such an extent as to herald and celebrate Chachma, their own Chachma, by saying, we don't need Ribbono Shelo. We want to create a world where we can be in control. So, in the words of Chazal, they say, every 1,600 and some odd years, comes a big flood because the Almighty floods the earth. We're going to build supports to keep away all of those effects of massive amounts of water. We're going to control nature, so to speak. We're going to have control over our lives, over our destinies. And it will not be the work of God that will decide how I'll live, where I'll live, if I'll live. And as they became more adept at using their hands, they said, first, it's interesting, the progression, it's not mine. I forgot, the great Bali Musa pointed out that first they said, let's create bricks. And they learned how to make large and very beautiful cinder blocks. And then after that they said, well, now that we know how to do that, we can build towers using these materials that we've just perfected. In other words, look how we can advance. Now, in our day and age, here now in the 21st century, so this is exactly what the challenge of mankind has become. Look how much we can do to think we can fool ourselves into thinking, control our destinies. You have a problem? You solve it with some technological advancement. And even if you don't have a problem, you have technological advancements that make your lives so simple, so easy. And that's what's important. What's important is the technological advancements, the gizmo, the machine. In a sense, we're suffering from a combination of the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga. Oy veizmir, woe to us, where we have the ability to have so much comfort that we become steeped in our comforts, and the technologically capable man of the 21st century is so used to it and increasingly convinced he can control the matters. Instead of saying, we can have all of the technology that we'd like, ultimately, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. It's so easy for us to fool ourselves. So if they could fool themselves in the Dor HaFlaga, can you imagine how easy it is for us to fool ourselves and to become too smart for our own good? Let's see it inside. And as a result of having such technological abilities and thinking we can control so much, what did they lose? What did they fail to strengthen themselves in? Amuna. Because the more you think you're in control, the less you realize that you're not, and that you have to have Amuna Bashem. So that was a completely different flaw in that Dor HaFlaga. V'hoya hachet v'sechel v'nefesh. So now, to crystallize it in just a few words, the chet of the Dor HaMabul was beguf. The chet of the Dor HaFlaga was b'sechel v'nefesh. With the mind and with the nefesh, therefore saying, I'm putting my mind in control, to the exclusion, chalila, of the Bashefer, of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Dichzid, hen am v'safa achas. Hen am echod v'safa achas. Shehoi lehem koyach ha'achdus. They were intelligent enough to bring themselves together. V'loshen ha'kodesh, they had loshen ha'kodesh, which means that they had tremendous wisdom. Because loshen ha'kodesh is the key to understanding so much of our world. U'be'emes, kol ha'chachma tolu b'yiras Hashem. But the truth is, they were mistaken. Because having chachma and being able to use it successfully is dependent upon reishis chachma yiras Hashem. So now we understand, looking from the Sfas-Emes' vantage point, what's the story of taking these people and causing them to not understand each other and no longer be able to function together to build their mizimah, their hopes and their aspirations shattered because they couldn't work together the way they originally had planned and conspired to work together. What is the pshat in it? The pshat in it is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us the first great lesson, that without Yiras Hashem, your chachma will not stand. just like their tower will not build and will not stand. Nothing that we try to build, nothing that we try to assemble and put together, because, oh, we're so smart, we're going to get this done and that done, the other thing done, Sai and Taira, but in the usefulness of all things in our lives, without Yiras Hashem, it won't stand. It'll be an ephemeral accomplishment. It'll be a passing accomplishment. It won't stand. Whether it's how we build homes and live, businesses, all that which we do has to be Yiras Hashem. Otherwise, that chokhmah won't last. Because Baruch Hu will cause changes in our status personally, in our community, changes in the economy, changes in the world. And what we thought, oh, that's a sure thing. Look what I figured out. Gone. How many different, I mean, you know, how many people remember, you know, I don't know. Can you imagine what it was like to be a manufacturer of cassette tape? Remember cassette tape? Right? Here's a, right? Remember? That's what it looked like.
Remember
LP Records. LP Records. So the people, right? So the people who were in that business, right? Can you imagine what they must have met? Imagine how successful they were. Wow, look at what we've got. Right? And then next thing you know, poof, gone. Right? We're communicating using completely different modalities. Well, that's like breaking language. Because Baruch Hu said, you all have one language, and look what you think you're accomplishing. Because Baruch Hu changes it, and all of a sudden, what they're creating is nonsense. They can't work together. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving us a lesson here early in the Torah. Understand, all of you, Am Yisrael, you're smart people. Yiras Hashem has to be the preface to all of your chachma. Kol ha-chachma tolui b'yiras Hashem. K'may she-kosuv. Kol she-yiras chetoi kedemes l'chachmasai, chachmasai miskayemes. That's the quote from Avos. V'al shtei elu, he now says a fascinating thing. Something to appreciate in our mitzvahs. Mitzvahs mila is the os on our physical guf. Shechasam bivsareinu. That is signed on to, that is the mark of the yid in our very flesh. Hu shaloi liyos nimshach achar haguf legamri. That's the whole point of the mila. Whole point of the mila, and that's the point for a man who's the head of his household, is that he understand that it's not about our goof. We're not living for our gashmis, we're not living for our bodies and for our indulgences or pleasures. That's what the mila is to remind us. That's the oath of mila, as opposed to being washed away like the people of the Babel were washed away. We won't be, because we're not living about the goof. We're living all about our neshama. That's number one. And then, the os, tefillin, v'shabbos kodesh. Tefillin and Shabbos kodesh, who, l'hiskashe, to tie ourselves and bind ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, it's all about what you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want, what I will do with my arm and my mind, and how I'll take my mind and put my hands to work will be for you and the way you understand. Obviously, Shabbos says the same thing. Shabbos says that Malach, everything I do, oh, look how I can make and bake and shake and make the world and change it. And Shabbos Kodesh says, no, you don't do that. That's not your purpose. Your purpose is to bring value, Kedusha, into the world. Not to alter it and change it, to be master of it. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the master of it. Shabbos teaches us, you're going to take the world and bring and instill Ruchnius into it, and draw out more Ruchnius from the world, and what you do will be done in that context and in that spirit. Levatel elav yisbarach kol hachachma v'haseichol. All of that which we so wisely and intelligently learn how to do, all of that which we do in our trade or our business, our profession, it's all in the context of how is it in service of, how does it advance the purposes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Keneged Dor HaFloga. So these are osos to remind us, just like the Baruch Hu says, look, I'm going to put an os up in Shemayim, but I'm not going to bring another Mabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Am Yisrael special osos to remind us, Os Bris Mila, that we are not to live about our guf, about our bodies. And then the Os Tefillin and Shabbos Kodesh, that our minds and the work of our hands are only important because of what they can do in accordance with the will of Hashem. And we are therefore submitting all of our ability to think and plan and do and accomplish to Him. Not only thanking Him for the ability, but submitting our very purpose in having the ability to do and saying, we're supposed to do Hashem's design, Hashem's purpose. Now let's look at, again, the Dor HaFlaga. In Tav Resh Mem Vav, on the left side of this same page, page 56, he quotes the Pasuk Zechariah and Yisrael and Bimu Shema Yisdor V'dor, and then how the Torah there in Parshas Hazinu continues, Yatzed Vulos Amim L'mispar B'nei Yisrael. That is, that Behafridoi B'nei Adam, the Pasuk says. The Pasuk there, Moshe Rabbeinu alludes to the Dor HaFlaga. B'hanchel Elyoin Goyim, when he gave each nation its own separate place, and they developed their own languages and their own cultures, the Hafrido B'nei Adam. He separated mankind. That's it, Gvulos Amim L'mispar B'nei Yisrael. And all of them stand, so to speak, on one side of the plan that Rabbeinu Shlolem has for his world, and the Jewish people stand alone, Kinegdom. Not so much against them, but corresponding. In other words, that they have a purpose, but we have a very different purpose. We are Kichelik Hashem Amo Yaakov Kevul Nachalos. Now, the idea here now that Sosemis develops is that from that moment on, Bahafrido, when they became completely separate nations, that had to happen because what they did when they tried to come together, when they had an Achdus, it was not only for the wrong reasons, but as we learned a moment ago, it lacked a sense of commitment to Hashem. It was with being too smart for their own good, a lack of emunah, sans yiras shemayim, and therefore b'hafrida. Therefore, they're separate from each other. They will not work together. We see still to this very day how nations cannot function one with the other, how difficult it is to bring them together. Thank God for our sake that that's true. How difficult it is for them to work together, even towards goals which they all claim they share. They can't work together. They won't work together, not economically, not militarily. Baruch Hashem. Kinegdom, however, opposite them, are B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael, we can work together. And we must work together. And we have a natural ability to find common ground with each other, to join together, to have an achdus together. And we experience it, we do experience it, with all of the perudim which we bemoan, but we experience a certain sense of achdus. When we are with each other, even if we don't know each other's names, we don't even know which part of the world you come from, but you spot a yid in an airport someplace and you recognize, you know, that baseball cap is somehow incongruous. And you know, that's really, so what do you say? You know, he's one of ours. And if an Inzera, he's one of ours. And you feel immediately a brotherhood and a sisterhood, immediately. And then next thing you know, of course, everybody, no one's traveling without, you know, a couple of extra sandwiches and Beagle's bakery and Schnall's this and Gross's challah. And next thing you know, they're opening up their bags and everybody's sharing what they can with each other because the flight's delayed and they have to eat, you know, and they're helping each other. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, family. But, you know, I was once stuck in a situation. I wanted to get back to New York. I wanted to go back to the shul. I had to be for Shabbos and where I had to be. And there was a snowstorm. The whole East Coast, no flights. No flights. Yeah, no flights. It's Wednesday night, and no Thursday. No flights Thursday. No flights Friday. I won't be there for Shabbos. It's all terrible. I'm in the airport. I see a yid who I never met before. I turn to him. He turns to me. You want to rent a car together? Next thing you know, we're in the car together, my wife and I. And this yid from Chicago. I think he was, maybe from originally from Chicago. Anyway, we found out that. And we drove together for 21 hours until we got up to New York, and that was it. And we came home in time for Shabbos. But yeah, sure enough, one of his parents was walked down to the chuppah by my wife Zayda in Chicago. That's it. You know, that there's a sense of achdus in Klal Yisrael, and it's very real because our purposes are joined by one God, by one Torah, and by one Ribono Shel Olam. Let's see it inside. Shebe'emes koyach ha'achdus gadol ma'oid. Achdus is a very important power. La'orer koyach ha'sheirish min ha'shamayim. In other words, when people join together, and as they're supposed to join together, it brings out kochos, it causes shamayim to work with them, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be doing things together. So then heavenly forces merge with what we're doing, because they're meant to be done together. So they have then koyach from shamayim. Ach, shetzorech lios, l'shem shamayim. But what we're trying to do, and what we're coming together for, has to be l'shem shamayim. V'zenim tzarak b'vnei Yisrael. That is uniquely something that Klal Yisrael is capable of. Shaharei, dor, haflaga, hisasfu kulam. They all got together. Look at the achdus. V'lo also b'yadom. That's the point that the Torah is making. Yeah, of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that it wouldn't work. That's the point. Because what they're trying to do was not l'shem shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make sure it doesn't work. Will I also be other? Rak l'vnei Yisrael. And that's the meaning of the pasuk that continues there in Hazinu. Chelek Hashem Amor Yaakov Chevel Nachalosai. To us, Nitin Koyach Achdus. So now, the point of these psukim in Hazinu is not just that, yeah, there are 70 nations, and Kineged the 70 nations, the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Shivim Nefesh to Mitzrayim to create Am Yisrael from those 70 Nefeshos. It's more than that. It's that the 70 Nefeshos become one because we are Chelek Hashem Amei. We are one with Hashem. We have one part. We are one piece with God, so to speak. So that's the meaning of the Pasukim. B'hamchel Elyon Goyim B'hafridoi B'nei Adam. They're all broken up and disparate, not joined together. But Chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chelek Nachlosai. Not so Am Yisrael, that through being Hashem's people and having the purpose of being Hashem's servants, together we're one. V'zehu ha-binyan vaday hoya dovar godol. This binyan that they were building was a dovar godol. Meaning, it had not just, you know, physical greatness to it. It had something of value because they were joined together, and that achdus has great value. It was something powerful. It doesn't so much mean that it was good, but it means that it was powerful. In the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, they wanted to create a permanent place, a powerful place for evil in the world, for selfishness, but not so much for the goof, but for self-aggrandizement. And that's why Svasemis quotes the next segment, V'nas alonu shame. We're going to build the Migdol, Ir v'Migdol, Ir v'Migdol, V'nas alonu shame. As the Pasuk in our Parsha reads, let's read the Pasuk. Hava nivne lonu Ir v'Migdol, V'roishoi v'ashamayim. So we'll be able to control the heavens, as it were. V'nas alonu shame. Going to make up for ourselves a great name, meaning that we're going to aggrandize ourselves with our accomplishments. And that's why they failed. They did not come together for any noble purpose. It did not have, not even a shred of a sense of, because it's a good thing and it's the will of the Almighty. So it fails. Ubivnei Yisrael niskayim achakach. The binyan hamikdash. Now he says a fascinating. He says that this power of being able to take man and bring all kinds of people from, in our case, different shvatim with different abilities to build and with different capacities to organize and create. This one in silver, in gold, in stone, in wood. We have this ability yet with us from the time of the Dor HaFlaga to come together and to master a great binyan. And that's how the Beis HaMikdash was built. It was built with the kind of achdus and ingenuity that the Dor HaFlaga also had. But because they weren't building L'shem Shemayim, Loi Niskaimah. Raksha Al Yidei Hischabrus B'nei Yisrael. Shekol Ish Yisrael Yesh Bo Eizah Chelek. Because we have a Chelek in Hashem, and a Chelek in the Beis HaMikdash. As it says, Boina B'Shemayim Ma'aloisov. And the pasuk continues, Haboina B'Shemayim Ma'aloisov B'Agudosai Al Eretz Yisodo. That there's an aguda al eretz yisodo, by coming together here on earth, we're able to reach Shemayim. We're able to create a Beis HaMikdash that's a mirror image of the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. Because it's with Hashem in us, and Hashem as a part of each yid. Kichelik Hashem amoy. So the male we're able to join together. Uksid Yishlaim Habniyot Yeshukub Layachtov. V'nasa binyan l'mata al yidei nafshes b'nei Yisrael. Sheyesh b'chol echad oisa nekuda in the Torah. So too, each one of us has a chelik in the binyan Beis HaMikdash. He's saying a fascinating thing. Well, this will conclude, because we want to make sure we're not late tomorrow. He's saying that every yid is represented in Torah. As we know, every ois, every part of an ois, there are 600,000 parts of these oises, and it represents every one of the neshamas of Kal Yisrael. So too the Beis HaMikdash. There's a piece of every yid in the Beis HaMikdash. The achdus that builds the Beis HaMikdash is an achdus made up of the yidin, the holiness of every yid. The holiness of every yid brings about the physical sanctuary. The sanctuary of Hashem that is the neshama of every yid comes together with his work and his donations to build a true sanctuary to Hashem. This is a reflection of the Zohar HaKadosh that says that even a shul that's built not without the right kavana, it's like building. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes, "Venas alon ushein." If you build a shul for your self-aggrandizement, it's venas alon ushein. It's like building the iru migdal of the Dar HaFlogo. But Klal Yisrael, when we come together, every pitla holiness of a yid, just like we are each together represented in every Oysim Torah, when we build together, every part of Klal Yisrael, every neshama, has a piece, a physical piece, in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the achdus that Klal Yisrael has, so we can build the Beis HaMikdash. La'afuke, the destruction of achdus that Hashem effected, to show that you cannot, if it's not L'shem Shemayim, build your Iru Migdol. We should be zeichu, all of us, to build great things, like the Beis HaMikdash together, each neshama together with the other neshama in the Klal Yisrael.